عن بالمياه، وإنما بإبري ما نوى، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. It's going to be said, the speaker needs, first of all, he himself needs his advice. To make clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our effort and give us tawfiq to make practice on what is going to be said. Last week we discussed the importance of the heart, which is not an organ like the other organs. The heart is a recipient for any communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the crux of the matter was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making clear in the Quran that nobody will be saved on the day of judgment except for that person who has come with a qalb salim, with a sound heart. His heart is clean, pure. And this is very important that we realize this when we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our heart must be clean according to the fitrah, the nature Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world. What does this mean? It means that our heart, just like our body, can have diseases. Ulama explained there are two types of disease that our heart can develop. The first category of disease that can creep into our heart is what we call shubuhat. Shubuhat means doubt. When a person starts getting doubt in his heart, this will spark off a set of disease in his heart. Example, if a person, despite having the knowledge that Allah is Ar-Razzaq, the one who provides food and our sustenance, yet his mind goes in the chakkar of looking for food, this will bring instability in his heart. My sale is supposed to be 9,000 pounds this week, but it was only 4,000 pounds. Now how will we get my check? I've issued check. Now I've got to pay the creditors. Now I must go to the bank now. The bank will give me the overdraft to cover for this check. It's not going to be a criminal offense. This type of thought starts flashing in his mind, and now all type of disease coming in his heart. And the worst part is the heart, which is supposed to be the recipient for the communication of Allah, becomes muzabzab. It's no more peace, no tranquility in the heart for which it was sent in this world. Hence, Allah says in the Quran, is not the heart who calm with the zikr of Allah. Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Is not the zikr of Allah enough to bring contentment, tranquility in the heart? But when we start running after the world, we're losing track, we start having doubt about the sifat of Allah and its impact on our life, this is why we start developing those diseases as well. Common example, which all of you know, yesterday it was the news as well, the pop star. Most of them you will see are involved in drugs. Running after the world, they don't get peace of mind, they try to avoid in the drugs. Yesterday there was an article about one. So this gives us an idea that shubuhat, to entertain doubt in one's heart regarding the sifat of Allah, the attributes of Allah, the capacity of Allah, will develop a set of disease in our heart. The second category of disease that we're going to develop in our heart is created by shahwat. Shahwat means impulses which are initiated in our heart and that traverses or permeates our whole body. First it goes to our brain. Our brain starts interpreting it. Have you checked this latest actress on the screen? Have you checked the latest film star? What about this new Merc on the street? What about this and that and that and that and that? All these are desires that comes in our body. It takes many, many forms. And if it's not controlled properly, then it will develop jealousy, it will develop love for this world, it will develop enmity, it will develop rancor in the heart, and a set of disease will be developed. This is why these are the two avenues which we have to control, so that the purpose of the heart, which is the king of all the organs, which is not an organ like the other organs like we explained last week, will be at ease, will be at peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to develop this type of heart that we're talking of, the very first stage we have to realize is our niyyah. This is why the hadith that I've quoted early on, most mufassirun and muhaddithun, when they have compiled their book of ahadith, this is like the book they have started with. For example, Mishkat al-Masabih, Allama Baghawi has quoted, the very first hadith is innamal amalu bi niyyat. That is intention. The intention a person makes, his action will be determined according to that. And not only that, وَإِنَّمَا لِمْرِئٍ مَا نَوَىٰ, and a person will be rewarded according to the level of intention he has made. It is pro rata. To understand that, the depth of intention, the role of intention, let us see what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the amount of wood, wood is, for those who have gone for Hajj in have seen that the Arabs in Medina, this amount, this size, they sell grain in there on the street for sadaqa, they give. Sadaqatul Fit also you find it there. Many for Sadaqatul Fit, you find them, they put it out there. It's a measure that the Arabs use those days. It's very little. You say that a mud of corn, a mud of corn given by my ashab in the path of Allah will be more than the amount of Mount Uhud given by the entire people. We all can give whatever we want, but the weight of this in the sight of Allah will be more than all the remaining Muslims in the path of Allah. What does this mean is the niyyah the Sahaba Ikram had was so powerful, was full of ikhlas, that we cannot equate them. Ulama explained, among all the Anbiya, you will find the only one who is successful is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam was supposed to take the Bani Israel to the promised land. He could not enter the promised land. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, he was taken in the heavens by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wa sallam had problems with his own nation. And it comes in hadith as well on the day of Maidan al-Hashr, when the people will be calling nafsi nafsi, they will see that the waiting time is so long for Hisab Kitab to start. People will become so impatient. On that day they will go to Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, "Oh Bajan, you are our father, start Hisab Kitab, please by Allah Hisab. We no more have patience because the sun is coming so close to us. We are drowning in impatience now. Let's start Hisab Kitab." Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam will find an excuse. "I did this, please, I will not be able to start. I don't know what faith is for Allah." Then the entire humanity will go to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. He too will say, "I have this shortcoming in my mission, maybe." Then go to another one. They will go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then finally they will go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maqam is such that the level of intention, the intention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so mukhlis of a high level. I don't say the other Anbiya did not have intention. They were not mukhlis. No, this is kufr if I say that. I'm saying the level of intention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such a high level. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seen the full fruit of his mission. The only Anbiya who has seen the full fruit of his mission is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because his niyat was very, very high level. To understand that, I tell you to throw something, a plate, it will go a distance. I get another person to throw it, it will go further. Another person called Mr. Universe to throw it, it will go further again. Why? Because of power in the muscle. But niyat got to do in the heart. And the stronger the heart is, cleaner, as explained last week, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart was cleaned by Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. Hence the level of niyat of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such a level. This is why the power in his niyat was such that the final message was permeating the entire world. This is the power of niyyah. This is the power of niyyah. Our intention to change our heart, this is a starting point. If we cannot make the first step, then the remaining stages, there are about 9 stages to reform our heart. Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written a book, The Niche of Light, which is one ayat of the Quran. Allah nuru samawat. Allah is the light of the universe. And that book it is mentioned that between our heart and Allah there are 70,000 veils of nur. We got to lift all those veils for us to communicate with Allah. Depending on our intention, this all the veils that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can lift it. Depending on how much sincerity we have in our intention, this is the very first thing that we have to trade the path of making tasheer and niyat. This is why when we go in Jamaat, the elders say, first when we have to do an intention, do it before, check our intention. While doing the work, check our intention. When we finish our work also, check our intention. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, I quoted to you, that Allah will judge us according to our intention. What is intention? These are thoughts that come into our mind. If we don't control it, it disappears. When it comes to our mind, some thought just comes, some thought we can bring it, some thought we bring it and we nurture it. So intention is we bring such thought in our mind, we nurture it to such an extent that whatever we want to do is solely and solely for Allah. This is called the maqam of ubudiyyah. This is what we call we become a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A contemporary of Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh was a great wali of Allah. His name was Ahmad Kabir al-Rifai rahmatullah. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one day he was sitting among his disciples and he told them, what do you think about me? So they told him, you are a Qutub. Qutub is one of the categories of the awliya from the chief. He said, I am free from Qutubiyyah. So they said, maybe you are a Rose. Rose is of a higher level. He said, I'm free from that. So they said, but who you are? Tell us. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered all the ruh of the awliya and asked them, some say I wanted to become Rose, come near to you Allah, some become Qutub, or whatever Allah gave them. Then when my turn came, Allah asked me what I needed. I told Allah, Wallah, my desire is I have no desire at all. My desire is I have no desire at all. This is the maqam of ubudiyyah. I got nothing. Fana billah. Finished completely. And if you read the life of our kabir, you will find this. That they are nothing and nothing and nothing. One Mawlana Qasim Nanobi rahmatullah alayh, when the British were ruling in India, he was by the train station. One person of the police or army stopped. That time there was a coolie on the train station, those were India knows. So one person said, hey coolie, carry my luggage. Allama Qasim Nanobi rahmatullah. Those who know his life will know. Those who have been able to read Abi Hayat. Abi Hayat is a book on Islamic philosophy. Great, great, great scholars like Mawlana Shabir Usmani rahmatullah alayh, who wrote 6 volumes of Fatul Mulhim, I mean completed by Mufti Taqisab as well. Wrote Sharah al-Bukhari, one of the founders of Pakistan. He says that when I added this book, at some places I don't understand anything what's going on. This type of book he wrote, and this person, the person said, hey, could he carry my bag? So he's carrying his bag on his head. He was going to the station, and it so happened that the chief of the police station was one of the murid of Qasim Sahib rahmatullah alayh. When he sees that, you can imagine what happened. His blood boiled, wanted to kill this person. Allama Qasim says, if you are under me, you keep your mouth quiet. This is the level of fanayat, that when we make our intention that Allah is looking from us, the concept of ubudiyyah. Until we don't reach that level, our tahsis, make sahih our niyat, tahsis a niyat, then all our action will be void in the court of Allah. For this reason, the very first thing that we have to decide is make proper niyat. That, oh Allah, you have set us in this world without any sin, a newborn baby, Allah, bring us back to you with a clean heart. This heart, we don't want one iota of the darkest spot that your Rasul have said. When a person does say guna, there is a black spot on his heart. If you ask for maaf, you are the one who you forgive. But if you don't forgive me, I'll come by you with a spot in my heart. I don't want this on the day of Qiyamah. I don't want a single spot, black spot on my heart. I want this heart to be brought to you on the day of Qiyamah. This is the type of niyat if you make. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the way for us. It comes in a hadith. A person who makes a badish towards Allah, this amount, Allah covers an arm length towards him. A person who walks away an arm length towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah walks towards him. A person who walks towards Allah, Allah runs towards him. What Allah says in the Quran after all? Huh? Allah doesn't say in the Quran, beware, I am closer to my banda than his jugular vein. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah is nearer to you than wherever you are. Allah is near to you wherever you are. وَهُوَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows what you are hiding in your chest, in your heart. Yet Allah will be in the heart of the person. So this is our niyat. Tasheer niyat is very, very important. This is why you find that in ibadat, ulama kiram have explained that niyat is first. If a person does not make niyat for roza, what happens? If a person doesn't make niyat for tayammum, what happens? If a person doesn't make niyat for hajj, what happens? If a person doesn't make niyat for namaz, what happens? These are farz. If you don't make niyat, it's not accepted for the faraiz I'm talking. Why? Because our body got to do with this world. But niyat got to do with our heart, and our heart got to do with Allah. If you cut this, there is no ruh in our action. So this is our intention, our niyat is very, very important. That we just hear niyat. Why are we sitting here? Or whatever majlis we're doing, why are we doing that? We're doing jamaat. Why are we doing jamaat? Whatever good action we do, it must be solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where we get ikhlas in our heart. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They have been ordered to make the bandagi of Allah, the ibadat of Allah, with a deep level of sincerity. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, for the deen of Allah. Without sincerity, we cannot achieve anything. The opposite of sincerity is riyakari. Riyakari means to show off. And when a person starts showing off, it comes in a hadith, this is shirk al-akbar. The opposite of all our action, we are supposed to do it for Allah. And it ends up in riyakari. Riyakari, that is when we make our intention, it must be the motive of this intention is to get the proximity of Allah, to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we make niyat. Not to get jannah. As I told a person the other day, if you want milk, you don't go and buy a cow. But if you buy a cow for other purpose, the milk will come automatically. This is where when the person's heart is clean, the person's shining on people. Other people don't have effect on this people. This heart is so shining. I remember Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayh, a group of people came to them who could make miracles and so on. He told Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayh, when I come in front of you, all those miracles I want to read doesn't work in front of you. But when I went to the Tatars, the Mongols who destroyed Baghdad later on, it had effect on them. How come? Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayh explaining something very azeez. He said, we in this side of the world, we are like the white horses. You are a Muslim, but you are using your miracles, which is not the purpose of that. You are the white horse with a black spot. And those people are dark. When you are placed among the dark horses, because you are so white, despite your black spot, you shine some of them. But when you come here, because of your black spots, you do not shine. We overshine you. This is the heart of a Muslim. Depending which majlis he is sitting. I remember Mawlana Masmullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi once they were walking in London. I heard from elders. Walking in London, a young child started to say, mommy, mommy, look at Jesus, look at Jesus. The heart shines. It comes in the Quran also about it. I mentioned it last week. When a person is involved in the ibadat of Allah, Allah manifests the nur on his face. That all depends on the intention that we make. We must make intention only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ikhlas, the sincerity is so important. So important niyat. One waqiyah comes to mind. One Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayh, talking to his son, Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who became Hazrati later on. Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh asked him, Beta, you are talking, you're making speech. Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayh was a genius. Those who studied Hayat through Sahaba, the ulama sitting here will know what I'm saying. And during his student days, he wrote 3 volumes, student days only. And those who study Ilmul Hadith will understand what I'm talking at this level, this age, to make istikhraj of Hadith, what this means, will understand what I'm saying. He was a genius, Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Great speaker also. Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh said, Beta, when you speak to those people, you're making your bayan, what niyat you make? He said, I'm making niyat to talk to these people. Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh told him, if you have made niyat that people must get hidayat up to the day of Qiyamah, through this speech Allah would have rewarded you accordingly. Simple. What niyat, the role of niyat, we must not undermine the role of niyat. We go to bed at night. With nothing salah, we can make the amount of niyat with nothing salah. Many people that this habit of reading 2 salah to tawbah. But in the same 2 rakat, we can make 2 rakat asking maghfirat for the marhum. We can make istikhara. We can make salatul hajat. We can make whatever desire we have. Salatul tawbah. With this 2 rakat, only if there are so much ways this niyat that we can make so many niyat with this 2 rakat. You can make even tahajjud. Allah will reward. Allama Shami has written on that. Before your witr salah, because certain Sahabi did not have the chance or could not, Ghariban, it was Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who could not wake up for tahajjud because he was violating hadith, etc. The Rasulullah advised him to make niyat of tahajjud, the two sunnah of the faraz, with 2 sunnah and 2 nafil. These 2 nafil make niyat of tahajjud there, for those who can't wake up. For tahajjud. You get sawab, Allama Shami has explained. You get sawab of tahajjud there. Yet we have come for? We have come for Isha. So niyat is such a powerful tool that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. This is our starting point that we must make study niyat. Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi gave a ajeeb waqia. He said there was a person in his Ulumuddin Ghaliban Iddin. He was going in jihad, Mujahid. So on his way in jihad, he made niyat that he needed a bag. So he bought the bag with the intention when he finished with his jihad, he's going to sell it back and get his money. At night, he started dreaming about the angels, deciding what are the amal. The angels were discussing about him, this one is a businessman. He started fighting with the angels, what businessman? I go the path of Allah, I work with jihad, you tell him I'm a businessman. Yeah, but you bought this bag with the intention of selling it. You're a businessman. One action. Tafsir niyat. We must not pollute our niyat with other things. We must not pollute our niyat in the same way we go for Hajj, Umrah. But deep in our mind, deep in our mind, we're going for shopping. Deep in our mind, if we analyze our heart, we're going for shopping. How can we, I'm talking for myself, have this type of niyat? How can we have this type of niyat? We're going to buy some khajur there, we're going to buy something. It's not haram to do that. By all means, do it. Allah, the Quran also mentioned, you can go for Hajj and do business as well, depending on the circumstances. It's mentioned in the Quran. I'm talking on a point of view, from niyat point of view. The level of ubudiyat that we need, understanding what the lesson we learn from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much effort we have to do to make tazkiyah niyat, to control our niyat. One people were sitting in the majlis of Mawlana Masrullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. Our Kabir Rajib, he asked a question, why you people, work that should be done in 3 days, you're taking 3 years, 3 weeks, 30 years to do that. He asked the person, do you want to go in Jannah? He would say yes. He told them that if you go in Jannah, will you be jealous of your brother's things in Jannah? Yes or no? What? Will you be jealous? You cannot be jealous, because a person whose heart still has jealousy cannot be entitled to enter Jannah. Because this jealousy is a khabasat, it is a najasat, it is an impurity in the heart. A person who got that in the heart cannot enter Jannah. So if you want to enter Jannah, leave the hasad now itself. Leave it now itself if you want to go in Jannah. In the same way. Do you think when you go in Jannah, you will check the hood of your brother? So take the habit now of not checking the hood that walk on the street now. Not the hood, the mundane hood we are talking of. So start controlling the eyes now. Take this bad manners from the heart right now if you want to get into Jannah. Because in Jannah we cannot have those spiritual diseases. It's impossible to get into Jannah with those spiritual diseases. Like this, Mawlana Rasulullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has said and mentioned all those diseases that we have in our heart with which we cannot enter Jannah. And he told the people, depending on the intention we have, right now we make the intention right now, in one majlis we can change our heart. But because of shuhubat, which I mentioned earlier on, this whole doubt that we have in our heart, which we don't want to clean, this is why we cannot make our reformation. Tahe, when you get 40, I'm going to change. Don't worry, I'm 45, I'm going to change. Now we're still in Vaski now. Allah understands. We're making all type of plans. And what happening? Our intention is positive. Our intention is positive. This is why tafiyya niyat is extremely important in all the work that we do. The moment we're going to put ghairullah in there, we are finished. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala taught us a beautiful dua which I learned from our Ustad, Muna Maulvi Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuhum. Allahumma aj'al a'malana kullaha salihatan. Allah. Look at the vision of Hazrat Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala. Oh Allah, make all my actions good actions. اللهم اجعل اعمالنا كلها خالصه واجعلها كلها خالصه لوجهك and make all my actions خالص especially for you Allah. Not I read my namaz to show off people, because there's a certain group of people who need namaz to show. Allah Pak mentioned the Quran, الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون, الذين هم يراؤون, they need namaz to show people. Allah mentioned that also. Showing off in salat, showing off with our being, showing off with our way we dress, showing off with the amount of umrah we're doing. All those things is ghairullah. That's why Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, O Allah, make all our actions good actions. O Allah, make our action especially for you. Allahumma aj'al a'malana kullaha salihatan waj'alha kullaha khalisatan liwajhik wala taj'al fiha li ghairika shay'an. O Allah, don't put one iota in my heart about the action that I'm doing for anybody besides you. This is the level, the pinnacle of niyat that we have to understand. Has it penetrated our heart? Has it really penetrated? What type of niyat are we making in our ibadat? We have to question that and make the see a niyat. If we want to change ourselves, we want to reform our heart, we want to purify our heart, we want to do everything for the pleasure of Allah, this is our starting point, is our niyat. Because niyat, this is what starts everything. You cannot just do an action without niyat. It's impossible. There must be something that crossed your mind to do something. So at the starting point, if we do not control our niyat, then it will have an effect on the acceptability of that action in the court of Allah and the extent of the reward we're going to have in the court of Allah. This is why I quoted this hadith of the Sahaba Ikram, where Rasulullah said, they did one mud of calling the path of Allah will be more weighty than the entire the ummah giving the amount of Uhud in the path of Allah, because the extent of the niyat of the Sahaba Ikram sincerely. As long as we do not have this niyat, we don't make the seer niyat, it will be difficult to go. I'm going to end up on one thing, but we just point out now. The greatest lesson we can learn from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is the pinnacle, the apex of his objective in this world itself is what? إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَا وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. How we understand? How we understood with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Say, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَالصَّلَاةِ in a salati, what is it? My life, my death, even my death is for Allah. Have we reached that level in our intention? Have we reached that level in our intention? For 24 hours, the chakkar of Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, one day, I heard it from Hakim Aftasar, Dhamma Barakatuhum. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stop now and just say this. Oh Allah, why do you like Ibrahim? Why have you made him your Khalil? The word Khalil means a very, 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 very close friend. To such an extent that there is no place for others. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith to this effect, if I did not take Allah as my Khalil, I would have made Abu Bakr my Khalil. So there was no place for this Khaliliyat, for nobody else. This is the meaning of Khalil, the love, the friendship. It's a very high level. Very, very high level of friendship. So, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked, hey Allah, why have you made Ibrahim your Khalil? He said, go. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a shepherd. He would go and hide behind a tree and say, Allah, just take my name. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam hide behind a tree. Just take the name Allah. And just hearing the name of Allah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam became divana. Who took the name of Allah? Allah, Allah. Who took the name of Allah? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. I took the name of Allah. Say, please take this name again. Say, what you get to give me? Say, I give you half of my fault. Just take the name of Allah. Again, take the name of Allah. Say, what you going to give me? The next half. Say, please take the name of Allah again. Say, what you going to give me? Just take my life, but take the name of Allah. Shook his head. He went to Allah. Now I understand why you don't hear. Just hearing the name of Allah. What was the maqam of Allah in this heart? How this heart was purified with the relationship of Allah. That he says, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. What level of sincerity he had, he was prepared to slaughter his son. These are not storytelling in the masajid for Bakreed. You need to understand the level of niyat that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was making. So I'm going to stop here. As long as we do not make tasfiyah niyat, we cannot progress in this world. And this is why many, many muhaddithun have it taught in their book of this hadith, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَادُ وَإِنَّمَا لِإِمْرِهِمْ مَا نَوَاهُ. Allah will judge our action on the niyat that we make. And our reward also will be in proportion to the intensity of our niyat. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make this level of niyat, that our action can be accepted in the darbar. Yes, inshallah. We make our zikr. Don't make loud zikr, just make it in the heart. Not understand. Make it echo in your heart. Allah, Allah. Don't make loud. Please, don't make it loud. Only in your heart. Don't make it.